Court here on KRVS 88.7 FM, live in Lake Charles. May not be Saturday night. We're going to play some Saturday night. That's Tom Augustine. Saturday nights, dancing with the rhythm in our heart and soul. That was Coliseum by the band Sigmund. We would call it Simon. It's S-E-I-G-M-E-N. It's a band out of Norway. That was from 1994 from their Total album. That was Marcus Roth Christiansen on guitar, Other members went on to form Zeromancer in 1999 as a combination of Less Than Zero and Neuromancer. Before that, we heard Ned's Atomic Dustman, Saturday Night. It was from the Saturday Night soundtrack of So I Married an Axe Murderer. There's a Rat Peering on guitar. He's a founder member of Ned's Atomic Dustbin from 87 to 95. Next up, The Editors from The Back Room, The Fall.
For myself.
That was Puzzle from Dada's album Puzzle, 1992. Michael Gurley, he's also a Butterfly Jones and Michael Gurley in the Nightcaps, playing a mezzo dual rectifier with 6L6s and EL34s on that one. Some effects he uses are Boss C3, Boss Delay, Boss Tremolo, Prescription Electronics Vibrato, and Ernie Ball volume pedal. He's playing that all through a Fender Strat. That's a very underrated album. There's a lot of great songs on that album, Puzzle. Before that, we heard The Editors of Fall from The Back Room, 2005. Chris Urbanowitz on guitar. He studied music technology at Staffordshire. Plays a Rickenbacker on that one through a JCM 800 and two Fender Deluxes. Here's a Dano Daddy O-Drive, Boss DD5, Marshall Viber Trim, and a Digitech DigiDelay. Next up, we're going to hear some instrumental rock. God is an Astronaut, Forever Lost, from All is Violent, All is Bright. Thank you. comes Forever Lost. That was Torsten Kinzel on guitar, strats, recently on ES. He plays a pedal board with a PDX XT Live, a Boss Metal Zone, a Rat 2, an Electro-Harmonix Big Muff, Boss DS1, a TR2, Super Octave, NMXR Plus, Digitech Whammy, all of that he's piping at through a Vox AC30. Again, that was God as an Astronaut from All is Violent, All is Bright. It's a great instrumental album. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. You can see us online at krvs.org, where you can check out our podcasts, song lists, playlists, and all the other great shows that you can see on KRVS. Next up, we're going to throw back to 1970 with some Black Sabbath. It's Planet Caravan. Thank you.
there's anything left to me. Don't let these shakes go on. It's time we had a break from it. It's time we had some leave. We've been living in the flames. We've been eating up our brains. Oh, please don't let these shakes go on. You ask me why I'm weary, why I can't speak to you. You blame me for my silence, say it's time I changed and grew. But the war's still going on, dear, and there's no end that I know. And I can't say it forever. I can't say if we're ever gonna be free. Don't let these shakes go on. It's time we had a break from it.
That was Veterans of the Psychic Wars, Blue Oyster Cult from Fire of Unknown Origin. Those of you out there in the audience may also recognize that was from the soundtrack to the motion picture Heavy Metal from 1981 from the Heavy Metal magazine. That's Donald D. Bush Harmon, Rosier on guitar, playing Gibson SGs. He plays Steinberger guitars. There's one covered with Blue Swiss Cheese. And he plays Strats. He plays a bunch of custom guitars from Giano. Before that, Black Sabbath with Planet Caravan from the Paranoid album. That album was originally called War Pigs, and they changed it at the very last minute. Tony Iommi on guitar. He plays way too much for even us to start mentioning all the guitars he plays. But on that one, he plays a lot of Gibson SGs and Epis. Ozzy is singing through a Leslie on that one. It's a very interesting story about the origins of that song. I won't get into it this evening. Next up, we're going to turn to some more modern rock, I guess. 1994, Sponge Plowed from Rotting Pinata.
Well, I wake up some dream I made.
That was the Stokes, Juice Box from First Impressions of Earth. Nick Valencia on guitar. Epiphone, Les Paul, Les Paul Jr. And he plays Telecasters through Fender Hot Rod Deluxe reissue with a 4x12 cab. He uses a Visual Sound Jekyll and Hyde overdrive, a Demeter Tremulator, a Vox Cool Trim Distortion, and an MXR M133 microamp. Before that, The Cult with Hollow Man from Love from their 1985 album. That's a big hit for them. That's Billy Duffy on guitar. He plays the Gretsch White Falcon Big Body Archtop. He can amazingly not get feedback on that thing live. It's incredible. Watch that. Before that, Sponge Plowed from Rotting Pinata. That was Mike Cross and Jerry Mazzola. Mike Cross was a guitar player from 2001 to 2. Jerry Mazzola in 2005. Playing a Naylor Superdrive 60 on that one.
stories are stale. And though you pretend to stand by it, I know you're certain we'll fail. Stories are stale, and though you pretend to stand by us, I know you're certain we'll fail. 'Cause all you people are vampires.
That was Perhaps Vampires is a bit strong, but by the Arctic Monkeys, from Whatever People Say That I Am, That Is What I Am Not. That's Jamie Cook on lead guitar. He's playing a Telecaster, a 62 reissue, into an MXR M104 distortion pedal, into an Electro-Harmonix Big Muff, into a high-watt 50-watt, into a 2x12 cab. If you like that style of music by the Arctic Monkeys, I strongly suggest checking out their first four albums. They kind of went into a different direction after that. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. The Minor Chord is produced in Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, which joins you in support of public radio for Southwest Louisiana. Local programming here on KRVS is also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We started this set on The Minor Chord with a Derangement by Stuart Copeland, and we're going to give an outro with that.
And it may sound strange, and it may sound strange, as if our minds are strange, and it may sound strange. We have this strange obsession, we have this strange obsession.